Not only do we have a Midwest crop tour taking place next week, the weather's going to start to warm up, and with it is going to be in effect for some dry areas. There's a lot of things to unpack today, including the happenings on the livestock side with the announcement coming this morning from the Ag Secretary. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. And we're, of course, getting joined today by Mark Gold. Mark is with Top Third, a division of Stone X, as we look at the fact that it's always the much anticipated Midwest Crop Tour. When it gets underway, Mark, folks are watching their social medias just to see what some of those preliminary numbers are.
Yeah, and, you know, there's no question the numbers are going to be big. Is it going to be a 188.8 crop in the corn? I don't think so. Are the beans going to be 53 and change? I don't think so. I think the satellites don't pick up a lot of what's actually happening on the ground. So things like tar spot, leaf wrap, and some other issues out here, I think just don't show up that well. So I think some of the pictures I've seen and some of the statements that have come out already, there's a lot of tip back out there. There's a lot of, you know, problems that you just can't believe that it's going to be a 189 crop out here. Now, the beans haven't been made yet. We've still got to get through the next 2 weeks. But overall, you know, like you said, people are going to be glued to their social media looking for the first couple of tweets that come out. And it's going to be a big crop, but not as big as they think, in my opinion anyway.
You know, and for most part, we've had some decent growing conditions for this weather, and now it looks like some heat coming in just as we get into that pod filling stage for the soybeans.
Yeah, and, you know, even before this, even when we had the rains, we had some very high humidity. We had some very high overnight temperatures. So I'm not sure that played well into, you know, huge yields out here. But we'll see what they come up with. And, you know, it's frequently when the USDA comes out with such a big number early, they usually trim it back. And I think that'll be the case this year as well.
So look at canola in Canada. It's not something we really talk a lot about, but it is tariff related. And China came back on them. And I know you said we might see some workings happening, but obviously some concerns for everybody as they closely watch it.
Yeah. You know, I don't see that the relationship between China and Canada is adversarial enough that they're going to really go at each other's throats out here. I think they get it solved. The bigger issue is what's going to happen with China and U.S. Yeah, the canola is important, but, you know, if you look at the bean oil over the last 2 days, sharply lower yesterday, sharply higher today. I don't think the market's figured it out yet either.
Do you expect some fireworks or something to come out of the Trump-Putin meeting this afternoon?
I would be very surprised. I don't see any deal that would involve Ukraine that would involve Ukraine giving up any of their land. They're his students of history, and they know when Chamberlain appeased the Nazis in 1933, I think it was, it came back to start World War II. And we know if we give Russia any more foothold into Ukraine, they're not going to just say, okay, we're happy now. They're going to use that as a launching pad for more offenses. And I don't think, you know, Zelensky is going to sit for that. So I just don't think that there's not a sweet enough deal unless they have incredible insurances from NATO and the U.S. that if they would give up any land, that they'll keep the Russians from doing anything. But, you know, tariffs aren't enough to stop the Russians from doing whatever they want there. So, again, I don't think we're going to see anything really major come out of this report. I hope I'm surprised. I hope the president is a strong enough negotiator, as he says, that he can get something done, but I just have my doubts.
So switch gears over to the livestock side. This cattle market has been on the craziest roller coaster the last week. And then this morning, Secretary Rollins holding a news conference in Austin, Texas, in regards to New World Screwworm. And it didn't take long, and those markets just took off into the positive.
Yeah, they're going to, looks like they're going to build some kind of facility near the border to test for this and to keep an eye on it. And they're doing some other moves to try to push the New World Screwworm farther south in Mexico. But clearly, they're not opening the border, and that caused these markets to jump here this morning. You know, we're heading into the last 2 weeks of the month, the last real good barbecue weekend. for the Labor Day holiday. And I think once we get through that, we've started to see some consumer resistance. We had the box beef break from, you know, 297 down to 267 in that range, and then right back up again. So obviously we haven't killed the demand yet, but I think once we get past this Labor Day holiday, we're going to see this box beef back off here dramatically. I think we'll see a few more cattle come into market. And, you know, it's been an unprecedented move higher. It's been probably one of the great bull moves in history. And I just, like every market, we get into a swing where we'll always talk about there's not enough grain or there's not enough livestock. And you start looking at the back months and you just know something's going to change, as it always has in this cattle market. So, you know, can we make a new high by the end of the month? Sure we can. Would I be doing some kind of marketing up here at these historic high levels? I sure would be. Either looking at buying a put, selling some cattle if you've got them, and buying some calls to keep the upside open. At the bare minimum, some of this livestock insurance that the government offers. But you've got to do something out here. You just can't hope and pray.
So as we look at this market and wrap up everything on a Friday, what is the thing that we really should be keeping in mind coming into what we see in Monday's trade action?
Well, you know, it looks like the corn is going to close actually pretty well here today. We're up 7 cents. We haven't gotten back all the losses, but considering where we were on Tuesday after the report, you know, we've been pretty much straight up. We're back over $4. It certainly looks like we're going to close there in the next 15 minutes. Funds are still heavily short. Even after today, I'll have them short 130,000 contracts roughly. They're still heavily short wheat, about 80,000 contracts, still short 110 meal. So there's more upside potential out here if the funds want to cover. Were they just covering before the crop tour? I don't know, but I can tell you this. If we do get a nice rally in this corn market back up and we see the funds have been chased out here, that's going to bring an incredible marketing opportunity for guys to take some protection out here.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Mark Gold joining us today. And a quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Friday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.